to the Hearts of Sports Network podcast. I am your host, Demai Bishop, and I'm here with
Josh Ferguson.
And sitting in for Coco Howell, Coach E.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and of course the home of the Red Foxes, hhsredfoxes.com. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, and 5-star rate. So how was y'all week?
It was good. I didn't really do much but practice. That's about it.
Mine was awesome.
Why so awesome?
Huh? You got to wake up every day and live like, you know, it's on purpose. Right? No?
Yeah.
Of course you're going to come. Because y'all don't have no energy. I need the energy and the, come on now. Jazzy, you had an exciting week. You had an exciting week.
No, I didn't. All I did was practice.
Who was in your practice this week?
Oh, yeah. It was a college coach.
Yeah. Coca University came to see you practice and talk to your coach. And Presbyterian College came to talk to you and your coach. Okay. Come on now.
It was a good week.
Yeah, exactly. See what I'm saying? Like, this hit now.
I wish I had a good week like that.
You did have a week like that.
I did not.
Did you not take a step towards your goal yesterday? And taking the ass fab?
Well, yes.
All right then. Look, these are all good things. You said that test was all over the place?
Yeah. I was like, why is there a section on electronics?
Mechanical. Oh my God.
I think they try to figure out, isn't that to figure out what your MOS is going to be?
Yeah, I think it's like find your job and all that. But I was not expecting that. I thought it was going to be like an ACT, but like shorter.
Oh, okay. How you think you did?
I think I did all right.
What about you, Jamal?
I think I did all right. It's still for the part about tools. I don't know that.
Well, I mean, that's the whole point, is to see what you do well, what you don't.
You're like, what tool is this? I was like, I don't know.
Now it's time for the Red Falls Weekend Review.
In cross country, the boys and the girls cross country teams raced at West Florence at the Castle meet last Saturday. Both teams finished fifth in team scoring. Katie Nutt was the overall girls winner with a time of 19:41. Crowning her queen of the castle. For the boys, top Red Fox finisher Jonathan McIntosh ran a PR to finish 7th overall.
On Tuesday, the Lady Foxes struggled with consistency last night and fell to Myrtle Beach 3-1, 21-25, 25-10, 17-25, and 16-25. The leading stat getters for the Foxes were Emmy Isgett with 11 kills, Ella Alexander and Brooke Miller with each had 5 blocks. Marl Hood had 22 digs, and Morgan Majors had 22 assists. Prior to the match, the middle school volleyball team was recognized and were on hand to cheer on the varsity girls. On Thursday, the Lady Foxes lost to North Myrtle Beach in 3 straight sets, 10-25, 19-25, and 17-25. The Lady Foxes are now 3-2 overall and 1-2 in the region. Tuesday, the ladies traveled to West Florence to take on the Lady Knights. Good luck, Foxes.
This evening, the Red Foxes are looking to get back on track against Irmo. The Red Foxes will travel to Irmo in the last game before conference play starts. On the offensive side of the ball, the Red Foxes are looking to get back at it. The Red Fox offense, which was stellar, was shut down in the fourth quarter, not scoring any points. Coach Calabrese said, "We have turned the ball over a little bit, so we need to fix that. We must continue to work on our pass protection and blocking to be a better team." On the defensive side of the ball, the Red Foxes are working hard to be dominant again. The Red Fox defense has worked hard to stop the run game all week. Coach Kuntz said they are a run-heavy team and have a great running back and quarterback. So we have been working hard to stop that and not allow as many yards as we did last week. The Red Foxes will travel to Irmo for the last matchup before region play starts. Kickoff is at 7:30 in Irmo. And as always, go Foxes.
And that's our Red Fox Weekend Review.
Now we'll have our Red Fox Player of the Week. The week we have Katie Nutt, the star cross country runner. So we have a little bit of icebreaker questions for you. If you were famous, what would you be famous for?
That's kind of hard. I don't know. Maybe just running, I don't know.
All right, who's your favorite sports team?
Ole Miss.
Do you have any favorite movies?
Twilight.
Oh, Lord.
What you got against that, Coach E?
I watched it once. and so happy that it was over when it was over.
There's five movies.
Yeah, I know. I watched all five of them because I have children. So I kind of was duped into it. And it, good for them. It was like, okay, when is this over?
What's your favorite clothing brand?
Lululemon.
Okay, favorite go-to snack?
Probably ice cream.
I thought she was going to say like berries.
No.
Something nutritional.
No.
What's your favorite cereal?
Frosted Flakes.
They're great. All right. So where were you born?
Florence, South Carolina.
How do you get started? Oh, wait, how did you get started with cross country?
Well, my dad has always been like a big runner, so I started running with him. And then my babysitter was on the cross country team, so I started going to practice with her. So that's how I got started.
Who is your biggest inspiration?
Definitely my dad.
What makes him that? What does he do to kind of get you inspired?
He's definitely the strongest person I know, like mentally. And he's always there, and he's like never missed one of my races. And he'll wake up at 4:30 in the morning to go run with me, or he just takes a lot of time to help me. And yeah.
So you go running at 4:30 in the morning, huh?
Mm. Yes. Mm.
What are you looking at me for?
I wish I liked running. I hate it.
All right, when you're not running, what do you like to do?
I like to hang out with my friends. I like to shop. I like to work out at the gym. I just like to hang out with my friends and do some things around town.
The big town of Hartsville.
Yeah.
Where do you want to go to school for college?
My dream place, if I ever got fast enough, would be like Ole Miss, but I might just go to like Clemson or something. I'm not really sure.
Do you want to run in college?
Yes, sir.
So
I do.
What would you have to get your time down to? Do you think that you'd have to get it down to be able to do that?
I would need to. My cross country times are probably pretty close for now, but for track, I would need to get like my 1600 down to like really low fives, and then I need to get my 2 mile time down to about like 11:20s, probably around there.
Okay, and which events you run in track?
I do the 2 mile, the 1600, and the 4x4.
The 4x4. Okay, you good in the 4x4? Because you didn't mention that time.
That's not like my main event. So
okay.
After it's all said and done, what do you want to be when you get older?
Maybe like a physical therapist or something. I'm not really sure what I want to be yet.
What's your favorite quote of all time?
If you ain't first, you're last.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. I heard something like that before.
If you ain't first, you're last. It was Steve Fontaine. I don't know how to say his last name, but he was a runner, and he like never lost a race before. So, yeah.
Okay, that's cool, because that kind of goes with one of my favorite quotes.
What's your favorite quote?
One of them.
What's one of your favorite
quotes?
Right. Okay. second place is the first loser.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
Oh, that is right.
Ah, see.
I heard that one a lot.
If we had like a Funk Master Flex bomb drop, poof, that's what would happen when I said that.
Mm-hmm. No.
No? No? Okay.
Do you have any shout outs?
Sure.
I know you better shout out your daddy.
My mom and my dad, and definitely my teammates, Jonathan and Ethan, Atticus and Reagan, and my coaches, Paul and Randall.
Okay, I got two more questions and then we out of here.
Okay.
One, which one of your teammates gets you the most hype to run?
Probably Jonathan McIntosh.
What does he do? It's like, is that your kind of your competition?
Well, we're not competition because he's faster than me, but but he definitely always like helps me calm down before a race because I get so nervous and tells me just to have like just to have fun with it, and he just tells me that I've done the training and like I just got a race now.
So. Okay, and which one of your teammates is the one that makes you laugh the most?
Maybe Atticus Brown.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for your time, Miss Katie. Good luck on the rest of the season. We hope to have you back. And thanks for being our player, Hartsville High School Red Fox Player of the Week.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Jazz, do you have any shout outs?
Shout out to the podcast team. Shout out Coach E. Family and friends. Yeah, that's it.
Coach E?
Oh, yeah, of course I got shout outs.
Should have known.
Shout outs to my boys, me and Edison. But shout out to y'all. Good job. Podcast team. Shout out to the class. Always doing what they do. Shout out to all the Red Fox fans. And shout out to my basketball boys. We're going to turn up this year.
I would like to shout out my family and friends. Thank you for listening. Once again, remember you can listen to Hartsville Sports Network on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and request the home of the Red Foxes, hhsredfoxes.com. I'm your host, Demai Bishop, and I'm here with
Coach E.
Jazzy Frierson.
We are out. Boom. We'll be right back.